Good evening. Time for your medicine, young man. Oh, no pouting. You're a man. Now act like one. Oh, I only call you young man because I'm so much older than you are. But you're of age. You shouldn't be pouting like a little boy when it's medicine time. You know me and the other nurses and all the doctors here are just doing our best to get you all better. You don't have to apologize, sweetie. I know you millennials don't want to just sit around. You want to get out there into the world and get things done. But first we have to get you all better, okay? And, by the looks of your chart, I think the doctor's changed your medication. Looks like he wants you to have a speedy recovery, too. Let me just see what dosage I'm giving you. Blah, 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 blah. Oh. What was that? No, it's not nothing to be concerned about, actually. It is a very good choice of treatment for what's wrong with you. Definitely will put you on the fast track to recovery. No, there's nothing at all wrong. Just relax. But I'm just gonna need you to turn over for me for a minute. Yeah, all the way over onto your belly. No, it's not bath time. Well, it's just the doctor has prescribed a new medicine for you, and it happens to be one that's taken rectally. Yes, I said rectally. Exactly, it's going in, well, your rear end. Oh, again, don't be a big baby. It's just a little... Oh, wow. Yikes, that's not actually a little pill. Still, come on. Look at the size of it compared to my pinky. I'll be very gentle, I promise. Well, if there was another version of it, I'm sure the doctor would have prescribed it. This is the best way to get you better. You were just saying how you wanted to get out of this place. You'll stay a little longer if it meant you didn't have to have something up your ass. You're adorable. Now, enough of that. Roll over. You don't want to be a difficult patient for me now, do you? I promise I'll be very gentle. I'm going to take very good care of you. Haven't I taken good care of you the whole time you've been here? Oh, that's so sweet. Really? I'm your favorite nurse? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. You're my favorite patient, too. There you go, blushing again. So adorable. Now, come on. Roll over for me and show me your bottom. That's a good boy. Okay. Don't tense already. I haven't even started yet. Oh, young man, I am not going to rush this. I'm going to be slow, gentle, and by the time it's over, you'll probably be thanking me that you didn't have to put some nasty-tasting medicine in your mouth. You doubt it. All right, young man, just relax. I'm just gonna flip up the bottom of your gown a little. Okay, easy. Yes, yes, of course. I'm gonna warn you. Come on. You've got to have a little trust in me, right? Now, Can you part your legs just a little bit wider for me, sweetie? There you go. You don't have to be embarrassed. Well, yes, of course I can see your scrotum. I'm a nurse, you know. That's not the first pair of balls. The first scrotum that I've ever seen. It's just very masculine. It's fine. Just relax. Stop focusing on everything else. Go to your happy place, and I'm just gonna open this little tube of petroleum jelly and just squeeze a tiny bit of it out onto my finger. Use extra. You are adorable, all right? There. I squeezed a bit more out onto my finger. You want to see? There you go. Just going to close it back up. Now, just breathe and relax. I'm just going to take my other hand and spread the cheeks of your behind open a little bit. That's okay. Nothing yet. And I'm going to take this finger that has the petroleum jelly on it and just rub it right there. And I'm going to put a little bit on this suppository for you as well. Make everything slide in nice and easily. See? Nothing so scary so far. God, you're breathing so rapidly. Just relax. Do you know, many men find this quite erotic, having a sexy nurse rubbing some lubricant on their behind. Weirdos, huh? You young boys, you really don't know much about your own anatomy, do you? Well, that's a lesson for another day. Now, let me just see if there's any further instructions by the doctor before I just go ahead. Check your chart one more time and... Oh, I see. Okay, no, again, nothing's wrong, nothing at all. It just seems that this suppository has to be placed quite a few inches inside to ensure its effectiveness. Relax. All that means is that I'm going to have to, you know, push it in a little bit more than I anticipated. So you might feel a little bit of a stretch when my finger follows in behind the suppository. No, it's not going to be terrible if you'd only just relax. It'll be over in a flash. Now, breathe in. Nice deep breath. Breathe out. You can grip the pillow if you want. You can bite down on it. But I promise I'm not going to hurt you. You're well looped up and I have very tiny little fingers. Okay, now just close your eyes, go to your happy place, and I'm just going to spread your behind a little bit open again and push the pill just a little. You're fine. You're doing fine. Nothing's wrong. You're okay. Just a little bit of a stretch. I'm just going to follow my finger in behind it. Easy. Easy. There you go. Let me in. Come on. You can do it. It's okay. Just breathe. Just breathe. See? See? Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Just a little more. Oh, you're doing so well. Oh, no. That's just the tip of my finger. I've got to push it in deeper. Oh, you really are tight back here, aren't you? That's okay. Just breathe. Just breathe. Oh, come on. You've got to admit I did a good job lubing you up. Oh, I know, baby. It is tight. It's going to burn a little bit, but it's going to be over soon. It feels weird. Well, let me just a little more. Just right. Oh, I think I think I might have it all the way up there and... Ah! What was that noise? That almost sounded like pleasure. Well, yes, of course my finger's still inside. Can't you feel it if I move it a little? Oh, you did it again. Oh, don't tell me. Well, I think I'm massaging your prostate in there. Like this. Can you feel that? Oh, you do, don't you? I can see your scrotum flexing. Well, that's a pleasant surprise now, isn't it? Oh, I think I've got that suppository in deep enough to be effective. Now I'm just gonna slowly slide my finger out. Might be a little tight the opposite direction and... Okay, hang on. Let me just put it back in a bit. Ooh, there's that noise again. Wow, you just growled deep there, didn't you? Almost like you're enjoying this. Me maybe just sliding my finger out a tiny bit and sliding back in, hitting that spot. Oh, does that feel good, baby? You don't want to admit that to me, do you? Why are you shaking your head? Do you want me to stop? Stop moving my finger ever so slightly deep up inside you. If you tell me to stop, I'll stop. But I haven't heard sounds of pleasure like this come from you in all the time you've been here. Oh, look at you. You're blushing again. And your heart is racing and you're breathing heavy and you're squirming. Do you want me to pull it out, baby? Do you want me to stop? Oh, does it still hurt? But it's a pleasurable pain now, isn't it? Oh, and if I just kept doing this, slowly rocking my finger, just ever so slightly in and out of your ass, is that gonna make you come? I bet it's been so long since you've come. No privacy here. Everyone just poking and prodding at you. But not like this. This is a good poking and prodding, isn't it? You like it? Oh, I like what I'm doing. You like the feel of my finger up your ass? Oh, admit it. Come on, you can tell me. You can tell me it hurts so good. Yes, it does, doesn't it? Hurts so fucking good. Oh, that's it, baby. Let yourself go. Yeah, take that pleasure with the pain. Take it. Oh, I see those sheets getting soaked. Naughty boy. Oh, I'm just teasing you. You've been a very, very good boy. You definitely deserve that. Now, catch your breath a little. That's it. Good boy. Oh, you like that? My hand just rubbing your ass soothingly. All right. Now, grip that pillow tight and I'm just gonna slowly slide my finger out, okay? It's gonna sting a little, but you can take it. Nice and easy, it's okay. Just nice and slow. There you go, just a little bit more. I'm almost out. Ah, oh, there you go. Oh, that's my good boy. Okay, all better. I'm just gonna get a little bit of tissue and wipe away some of that lubricant from between your butt cheeks. Oh, there you go. all clean. Still feels a little weird and squishy inside, doesn't it? That's all right, sweetie. This is all to make you feel better. And I did make you feel better for a little bit there, didn't I? Oh, don't be embarrassed to admit that. Not many young men your age know how delightful a prostate orgasm can be. But I'm very honored to be the first to give you that pleasure. Now, cover up that bottom, roll over, and let me write in your chart what a good boy you were for me. Oh, why the worried look now? You did fine and it's all over. Your next dose? I don't know. Let me check your chart. Da, da, da. Oh, it won't be for another 8 hours. You're all good. Don't you worry about it, sweet. Well, yes, of course it's the same medicine. That's the one that's going to get you out of here the fastest. You only want me to give it to you. Oh, really? And why is that, naughty boy? Is that all? Because you're embarrassed that it has to be done anally, or is there some other reason? Come on. If you admit it, then I promise I'll be the only one to give you your medicine from now on. Perfect. I guess I'll see you in 8 hours then, won't I?